And we thank you for joining us for this week's Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report, as we have girls head coach Marissa Campbell joining us. Good to see you again. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging on.
Yes. That's about all a person can do this time of year, isn't it? Just hang on.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. We're in our busiest time right now. These next 2 weeks are going to be crazy.
Yeah. Before we get to high school and go back to last week, kind of recap some things that you guys were involved in. I know that you've been working with the junior high girls wrestling team, and I'm guessing a few of our listeners may not even know we have a junior high girls wrestling team, but we do, and you guys have had some really good success with some of your wrestlers and what you've been able to do up to this point. Before we get to the high school, tell us a little bit about that so we kind of get a feel for the future of this program, which is looking pretty bright.
Yes, absolutely. So we started junior high this year. So this is our first year with a junior high team. It's been an interesting dynamic to bring them in late into the high school girls season and kind of try to work with both teams and get them caught up to speed so that we can all practice together. So they're just great. I mean, some of them have come in from the club, which is wonderful. But some of them are totally new to the sport. And so it's been interesting to see how they have come out, and they have done great. Yesterday we went up to Cozad for their middle school meet, and we had three of our eighth graders, Shelby Henderson, Aaliyah Hernandez, and Peyton Raker, come out at first place, and then two of our seventh graders, Gabby Ledesma and Hayden Fox, came away with second place, and that was really great for their first tournament.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yes, and so there you go. Kind of speaks for the way others are getting interested in the sport, and I think speaks volumes for what the future looks like for Broken Bow Wrestling.
We're excited for next year to kind of fill in some of our opens, you know, and with some girls who are very talented.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the high school side of things now. Go back to last week. I know you made the trip up north, as we did, to Valentine, and you got to wrestle Valentine in a girls' duel, and really, duels are kind of the theme for you this week as you go through the remainder of the week. So your thoughts on the Valentine duel and then getting ready for duels coming up later in the week?
Duels are hard for us because we give up so many opens, you know, since we don't have a full team, and so we are as strategic as we can be. There, I mean, there are some duels that if they have every spot filled, there's just no way we're going to come away with a win.
Yeah.
So at that point, you know, obviously we focus on the matches that we do have and, you know, coming away with learning, like a learning experience at that point. So going into this week, this is going to be kind of a tougher week for us team-wise. Like I said, just trying to be strategic with what we have, where we can move people around at, and, yeah, so that'll be kind of, for us, it'll just coaches be strategy and the girls will be just focusing on having good matches.
Yeah. And every duel is different. The way you may match up with this team may not even be close to the way you may match up or use your strategy when you face somebody else.
Absolutely. We try to check them in at the lowest weight that we can, so they can slide one if they, you know, because you can slide to one weight class up if you need to. So we try to have our girls cover two weight classes if they can so that we can slide to get the points where we need them.
Yeah. Let's go back to last week and let's go to the Elm Creek invite. You guys participated in it, had a good showing, finished fourth overall as a team. I want to talk about the Jones girls, if I can, Zoe and Layla.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I want to say at the very beginning of the season, Zoe was at 120, Layla was at 125.
Yes.
Now Zoe's at 115, Layla wrestled at 120 at Elm Creek, and I think they came out at those same weight classes in the duel against Valentine. Are Are they kind of where you see them now for the rest of the season at those weight classes, or is it still
yes.
kind of it? That's
we
kind
are
of where,
stepping into where our you're... final weight classes okay. this week.
All right.
So we will have one more upcoming drop, and I don't want to give too much away.
No, I, yeah.
So
yeah,
we
I don't
are want you to we have that. One more upcoming weight change okay. that will be kind of a big one.
Yeah.
And that is going to be our last. Our last change up.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of Zoe and Layla, they both wrestled really good for you
mm-hmm.
at those weight classes. Zoe was champion and Layla got second at 120.
Yes. Those girls are reliably very hard workers. You know, they are willing to listen and put in the work, you know, during practice, and they really do show up for us. So all of our wrestlers do.
Yeah. Alexis Flaster continues to, it seems to me, kind of catch her stride. Am I saying that correctly? Because was she battling some kind of injury stuff at the beginning of the year? Is she kind of working through that
yes,
a little bit?
Yes. Yeah. So she was out for a little while, like completely out. And so she had to slowly work her way back in. And so being able to medal at some of these bigger tournaments really shows a testament to the work that she's been putting in to kind of heal and come back to
yeah.
us.
And she got fourth, right? At
yes.
145?
Yep, at 145.
And then, well, we talk about this girl a lot, but just don't take for granted what she does, because I think, well, sometimes we use the phrase, Ida Bumgarner just does what Ida does, but she won for you again at 190.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you just don't take that stuff for granted. She's just having an incredible season again.
She is. She's having an incredible season, and I am very excited and looking forward to her postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely sure that we will be taking her to Omaha.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled for it. And yeah. I have a couple other kiddos in the back of my head that I'm sure will have a seat on that van as well.
Yeah. Well, that'll be exciting. And man, we're getting really close to
we are.
To that
it just
postseason.
Seems like it's
I know.
Flying
isn't it
by.
Crazy? Let's see. Another one I wanted to bring up was Ashlyn. Or no, sorry. Looking at the wrong stuff. But some of your other girls, I mean, I look at people like Dacey,
mm-hmm.
you know, Dacey Henderson, Carly Griffiths, I think Stella
yes.
Dady wrestled for you at 170.
Yes.
Girls that just continue to get better, right, during the course of the year.
Yes, absolutely. We have been seeing, especially this past week, that these girls have been really working hard and just learning from every match. You know, we make a mistake and we're like, oh, I know that I shouldn't have done that, and this is what I should have done, so next time I'm going to do that. And we see a lot of those fixes happening naturally. I think it's only a matter of time before those fixes become second nature and we start seeing more success out of those girls.
Yeah. Okay, so this week you got invited, right, to mm-hmm. participate in the UNK duels.
Last year, yes. Okay. We signed our contract a little late in the game, so it okay. did not make the schedule, but we will be wrestling there on Friday.
But you will be wrestling there on Friday, and then on Saturday you go to Dunning.
Yes.
And that's a dual tournament too, correct?
Yes. And okay. then we are also at home Thursday
yes,
with
against
Ord.
Yeah.
So we're going to be bing, bang, boom, very busy.
Well, you're really going to get to know what duels are all about
yeah.
this week, aren't you? Yes. Marissa, anything else that maybe was on your mind that I haven't asked you about as far as either getting ready for this week or what came out of last week?
I don't think so. I just, you know, we want to reiterate that as a coaching staff, we're incredibly proud of these girls. You know, they have been putting in some serious work, and I know that we're tired, so I can't imagine how tired that they are. So just we love them, and we know that they're putting in the work and they're grinding it out. And I hope that we are able to come away with some success this weekend, as I know duels are very hard for on our team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that they see the bright side and have good matches.
Yeah. Well, I've had several coaches use the phrase with me, control what you can control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you can do.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much for taking the time. Best of luck this week, and congratulations on all of the success up to this point.
Thank you so much.
That is this week's Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report.